Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
God bless you and top of the day to you. And I welcome each and every one of you all on this day to another prophetic experience time in the Lord as we prepare to go into prayer on today. I want you to prepare your heart. The word of God says, set your heart as a flint, that you can be prepared to receive the word of God through prayer and through intercession. It's very important, the timetable that we're in, to know exactly the details and the revealing presence of God for humanity, the world, and the world issues that are going on. It is imperative for the people to be able to understand the details of the kingdom of God and what's at hand and what's at stake. The believers in this season are going through many difficult times. Well, let's say the world going through many difficult, challenging times. Because the word of God said we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we're in this place in a spiritual world, a dimension, but we operate at a higher dimension than they are. So for the believers, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Because God teaches us to how to move in a different state in the kingdom of God, that the word of God will have free course in our life as we deal with adversity that comes to our life. And so as believers, we have to be very strong in our mindset and our thought process. That's why when you start allowing the enemy to introduce you to emotionalism based upon thing that you created in your mind, and then you let exist in your body and make the wrong choices, it creates your own behavior pattern. Then we have to deal with consequences. So everything is of the devil. We have to understand that as little gods, that's what God said we are, little gods, we have power and ability to make choices and decisions that are pivotal to the purpose and the destiny of our lives and those that will follow us, or even those that are connected to us. Because we begin to go into this time of prayer, you have to move from those places that you gave the enemy access to into a spiritual dimension where we can rule and reign over those principalities, power, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in what we call high places. A higher dimension in the spirit world. Our intercessors and our prayer warriors, they're ready to stand with you and stand with you to bombard the gates of Haiti that will try to interfere with the presence of God. Now, when I say that, the word of God talks about his presence and his power as it relates to Haiti or hell. When we understand that estate, we understand our jurisdiction, because the word of God says the gates of hell will not prevail against us. It must be understood that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. That's the spiritual dimension. So you can't give way to something that is in an illusion, confuse you from your next move. The believers have to know that when we're dealing with challenges and adversity and things that come into our life, it's because of distractions and distracting things that are trying to limit us from getting to that spiritual dimension in that domain in the kingdom of God. We have more power than the colonial system have given us, and that's the way most people operate from a religious perspective. Colonialism, 1605 to 1611, King James authorized it. The colonial system solidified it, and then the royal family sanctioned it. And we live by those systems. That's why you got Gregorian calendar fighting Judaism calendar and many other calendars in the world. But if you understand the presence of God by revelation, he will reveal to you the secret things in the spirit world that the enemy will try to use against you in a timing. Daniel 7 and 25 says, and Satan comes to wear out the saint, the Most High. That's the spiritual dimension. When you operate in a higher dimension, you're considered the saints of the Most High because you're going up in a spiritual dimension. So those who are in that spiritual dimension with the Most High will understand the presence of how Satan comes to wear out the saint, to change the times and change the season. He wants to wear you out so that you will not reach that height in God, in that spiritual level, so that you can grow and move in the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And you can reveal exactly the details of what the fallen angels wanted to keep us from knowing, understanding, and even being able to ascertain with revelation. A revelation means that God has revealed to you something about his mystery that will change the contradictory of humanity. So he reveals it to you. And when he reveals it to you, he gives you the innate ability and power to move through that spiritual dimension and have victory as we pray. So when we begin going to prayer, those who are listening in from other areas, just listening in, I don't want you to be a busybody. I don't want your mind to be wandering and weary. I want you to tap into a spiritual dimension. Because in a spiritual dimension, once that portal is open, those who want to be connected to the Most High can operate in that spiritual realm or that dimension. But here's the problem. We have so many people that are jealous against each other, insecure. Well, she's praying. I don't want to be praying like that. So you'll never reach that height. Because you're so into your own self-aggrandizement, issues, illusion, and delusion. So when you pray, you have to break loose of those things that are in you. Unforgiveness, bitterness, rejection, or somebody using them, or I remember what they did to me, or what somebody told you. So you'll never reach that place in God, which is called perfected. Perfected. Being perfected in a spiritual dimension is to bring you into the presence of God for his glory. He wants every man and woman of God to tap into a spiritual dimension in him where you will be able to be just like him as Yeshua was or Jesus Christ, the Latin word. And you will be able to flow in that spiritual dimension without the enemy stopping you because you chose to follow the realm into the presence, and then tap into the dimension of God. That's how Enoch was able to do. He was able to transcend, a trance. You go into that spiritual state, it's meditation, trance, and then what you do, transcend. You trance, and then you send a transmitting sound. God would put you in that, let you go into a trance, and he will send. You will respond to his energy. Synergy, eternity, in humanity, transcend. And you will move into that state, then you will transcend into that state, then gene, transcend to transgender. You'll be able to use the genes in you and operate in a spiritual dimension in oneness with the Father. Not a gender that you are what? A he, or he, she. No, your genes are connected to the molecule. the neural, the power of the atom. God allows you to move into those realms so you will be able to be in the presence of God. Now, religion wants you to follow organization, and you're misunderstanding organism. Other people want you to follow denomination, and you're misunderstanding spiritual dimension in the kingdom of God. Then all of the other ones who connect to themselves to what they call fivefold ministry, what they want you to do is close your hand to God's hand. Keep your hand in God's hand. Stay in that presence of the Lord. Let his will be done. He's doing great and mighty things in your life, for your life, and for the purpose of your life. The kingdom of God is at hand. Excuse me. And there's so many things that God wants to bring you into so that you will understand who you are and whose you are in the kingdom of God. So that when you pray, you won't pray, you'll be able to P-R-A-Y instead of P-R-E-Y. God wants all of his people to really surround in the dimension for which he wants to take you in. There's a level in the kingdom of God far greater than anything that you can imagine. There's spiritual realm, dimensions he wants to take you into, places in the kingdom of God, higher heights and deeper depth. That's why it's important to understand the word of God when he said precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. Tap into the presence of God and watch how he will reveal all things to you, your life, your vision, ministry, and your future. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The problematic situation now is what you allow to have access to the greater of you. Many of us have allowed other people to have the greater is he that is in them. So we are trying to get back to who you are in God. I said in 2023, go big or don't go at all. You must understand, time to go big, hey, or don't go at all. We're trying to make this thing work. We're trying to bring it together. And there's so many people in this dispensation, in this civilization, really don't understand Elohim, the Most High, God, Yahweh, Emmanuel. We don't know him, or Jehovah, what he really means to us from an internal place. We only look at him from an external place. When I say that, we only celebrate him because he gave you a car. He gave you a house. He gave you clothes. He gave you a little money in your bank account. But when he gave you everything inside of you to get what you need beyond those things, you chose to change. You chose to accept an external God to give you what you need from an eternal presence. His eternal presence give you all you need. That's why Solomon understands. Vanity is vanity. It's all an illusion. What profited a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And then what did you give in exchange to go to a Burger King and have it your way and stop at a McDonald's and you thought you had a golden arches or continue to hang with Wendy, who was a Jezebel spirit, and continue to flow and rare lobster and eat the fish of the marine realm? You have to bring your mind to a totally another dimension in the kingdom of God so that when you be able to flow in that realm of the spirit, nothing can interfere with the spiritual estate that God wants to take you into, and he wants to reveal to you all things. All things are being made ready for us for such a time as this. Are you ready? The question is, sometimes we ask people, are you ready for the next? Are you ready for the next dimension? They won't even understand those things. And they'll just say, yeah, I'm ready. And here's the powerful thing. They say, yeah, they're ready. And when God take them to that realm, and as soon as an adversity comes, they do what we call the Michael Jackson. They backslide because they're not ready. Oh, this is a little too much for me. I didn't know this is what it's going to take. I didn't know I would have to sacrifice all of this. I didn't know I was going to give up all of this to do this. But guess what? You're willing to give it up because you want to go to hell. You're willing to give it up. You want to suffer. You're willing to give it up so you can do all of these buffooneries in the land. You're willing to give it all up, but you're not willing to suffer for Christ. To suffer from him means to reign with him. What are you willing to give up in exchange to be in that place with the kingdom of God and operate in a spiritual level from God that you will be able to move through the kingdom of God? There's a level in God, or there's a dimension in the kingdom of God greater than anything many have been taught, trained, told about, explained. It takes us to many, many levels in the kingdom of God. There's a place in God that he wants to take you in to with him that will reveal to you all things from him that you will be able to flow based upon your relationship to him. You will be connected, the glory of God will be revealed, and the kingdom of God will be at hand. Everybody want to talk about the kingdom of God is at hand. But really, are you being the king over the dome, or the kingdom is within you that will cover you and give you dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the powers of demonic principalities in the earth realm? Or are you one that just flow because you get things, and when things aren't going your way, you start complaining and quitting and bailing and throwing in the towel and talking about the devil this, the devil that? And if you flip it, it means lived, lived, lived. So you give demons dominion over what God said you can live in the spirit world. Walk, breathe, and experience. This is a time in the land where the powerful people must rise to the occasion and walk in the spirit of the Lord God. We're getting ready to take time to pray. Set your heart as a flint. Whatever you believe in the Lord for, he is honorable enough to do it for you. Because he said in his word, Luke 18:18, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever it is on earth that you need to bind it up, God will say and rule it on your behalf in the earth. Whatever you loose on earth, God will loose in heaven. So whatever you loosen on earth, God will give you what you need to do what you need to do on earth. Then again, I say unto you in verse 9, when two of us on earth touch and agree and ask anything in the Father's name, it shall be done. Then in verse 20, when two of us touch and agree, I will be in the midst of you. So he is here for you today. We're believing the Lord for you. Stay in that place. Stand tall and strong. Believe the Lord. We get ready to go into a time of prayer. God bless you is my prayer for you on today.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Good to hear your voice.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. heavy. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Psalm 7, hallelujah, 7 and 7 says, let the assembled people gather around you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the people. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge. A God who displays the wrath every day. He, if he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He has made ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they have made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. The violence comes down on their own heads. Oh, give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Thank you for your word on today, Father. We truly repent for our actions and things that we've done that is truly not pleasing to you, Father God, because we truly seek your favor. We seek your heart, Father, and not always your hand. You said that you are nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and saved such as of a contrite spirit. And if iniquity be in thy hand, for us to put it far away and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacle. So we ask you to forgive us, Father God. It is an honor and a privilege to ask for forgiveness. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of our wrongdoings, the things that we've said and done that could hurt each other, that can harm each other, that could defame each other's character, Father. We denounce every lie that's been told, every scheme and plot and plan that's been made to cause destruction amongst each other. Because you called us to come together on one accord. We're honored and privileged to be here in this hour. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're honored to come and be on one accord today, Father God. You've made a time for us to be here, and we thank you for this alignment. We thank you, Father God, for this fresh supply of your spirit. Glory be to God, because you are the supreme God. You are the great I am. You are the God Almighty. Hallelujah. Truly, you are the God in the beginning. Is God, the living God, the living God. Glory be to God. We thank you that you live in each and every one of us, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great Jehovah Jireh, I am, for you are with us. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for being our Judge. Thank you for being our Redeemer. We repent. Our sins were omission. We just didn't realize we did it, Father. Forgive us. Forgive us now that you have awakened us and you've given us this opportunity to relent, to open our minds to see the things or hear the things that we said and done that we didn't realize we said or done. Thank you for this opportunity to get it right. Glory be to God. We thank you for it, Father. We ask you to forgive us of sins of omission. We just did things and we knew it was wrong. We took advantage of your good grace, your love, your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we got into dark places that we shouldn't have gone into, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yet you still shone your light and said, get out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Truly, you have been amazing. You've been so amazing towards us. Your love towards us has been amazing. Heavenly Father, we pray this prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus in this afternoon amongst us in one accord. We pray the prayer through and to you, Father God. Jesus Christ, we bind. We bind and rebuke, and we bring to no effect all this division and this discord and this unity and this strife. My God, this anger. Change the course, Lord. In the name of Jesus, change the course. Show us more of what you want, how you want us to walk, how you want us to talk, how you want us to present ourselves, even behind closed doors, my God, even more so, Father. You are the microscope. We hasten, Father God, to you. To you alone. Glory. Stop the murder. The murder amongst us, Father, in the name of Jesus, when we murder each other by our mouths, by our thoughts, by our deeds. Stop the mischievous spirits that run through us, Father God, and we're peeping and doing things in places that we have no business, spying, dropping nuggets that has nothing to do with anybody. Just ugly. We cast it down. We bind it up, and the blood of Jesus prevail against that awful spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Gossip. Forgive us of gossiping and backbiting and complaining in the name of Jesus, lying, little white lies. No. Unity. Strife. Jealousy. Jealousy is cruel as a grave. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, you've been young, but hallelujah, you never had us beg for anything, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're asking you, we lay it down on the altar and say, forgive us, Father. We plead your blood over ourselves, each and every one of us. You've given us this opportunity in this afternoon, hallelujah, to have a sound, glory be to God. Hallelujah, so much happened the hours before. But that you gave us right now, glory be to God. We thank you, Father God. We say good afternoon to you, glory. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for giving us today our daily bread. We just have today. You said, don't worry about the things of tomorrow. We just have today. We have right now. We have this second right now, Father. Forgive us, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us today our daily bread and forgiving us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, yet evil inside. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare, Father God, that you are our God. You are above. Hallelujah. You see all things below. There's nothing you don't see. There's nothing you don't hear. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We appreciate you, Father God. And we know we've fallen short of your glory. But we strive towards the mark of the high calling in the name of Jesus. We strive to delight ourselves in you, Father God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our great I Am. You are our banner. Desire to delight ourselves in you. Hallelujah. For you to be our strength and our song in the name of Jesus. You have become our salvation, my God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father. Thank you, Father. You are Jehovah Shalom, my God. Hallelujah. You are a Prince of Peace. When so much hell is going on around us, you are our Prince of Peace, telling us to keep our minds on you, Father God. Hallelujah. You will give us that perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you, Father God, and out of every folk's business. Glory be to God. We keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. Hallelujah. There's none like you. We decree and declare that our life solely belongs to you, Father God, and we will never serve another. And every time we dipped our foot in that place, give us. We know we reap what we sow. Take it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our liberator today. We decree and declare that you are our protector today. We decree and declare that you are our healer today. We decree and declare that you are Jehovah Rapha. You heal all our diseases on today. All our sicknesses, all our infirmities, high blood pressure, low blood pressure. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cataracts. In the brain injuries. For your sake, glory be to God, that we be well, Father, that we can be well so we can do well for you. We can do well for you in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So many diseases. Glory. Heal us, Father. Heal us and we shall be healed. Children, hallelujah. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. You're the one who sustains us. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. It's only you that can sustain us. Hallelujah. And satisfy us with long life and long life and what is it? Live for days. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, clear the atmosphere. Thank you for caring for us when we're weary, Father God, when we weary and you've spoken to, hallelujah, you've spoken to us that do not be weary in well-doing because this too shall pass. You shall come up, glory be to God. You shall receive that mark. You shall come to that place. Those keys shall be given. We thank you for your word, Father God. We thank you for your promises that are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, mamomo, in the name of Jesus, we receive your anointing today, Father God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. We close every doorway so the enemy cannot enter in. Right now, in this hour, we refuse to give place to the devil. We refuse to give place to the devil. We will not receive his plans. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we will not receive his plans to bring accidents or death in any shape, any form, any fashion. Cover our finances on today, Father God. Cover the things you blessed us with, Father God. Cover the food we eat today. They're spraying it with all kinds of pesticides and dipping it in all kinds of dyes, Lord. Cover the food that we eat today. And it be healthy for us. It doesn't tear down our system. Glory be to God. We need you, Father God. We need you more in this hour than we did on the last hour. Cover our families today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cover them from the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus. Let them come to you. Let them see the light in us to come in the name of Jesus. Let them see our walk. And, Lord, let our walk be worthy to be seen. Cover our family today, Father God. We call them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west to salvation, to repentance, glory be to God, to want to see you and know you more. Hallelujah. Let them see it on street signs. Hallelujah. Let them see them when they're driving down the street, when they're walking, when they're at work. Let them have a witness to come to you, to lay the burdens down to you, for you to become Abba Father in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Cover our children right where they're at in the name of Jesus while they're in school. Cover them from shootings and stabbings. Cover them from bullying. Cover them now in the name of Jesus from the cutting spirit, trying to cut release from what pain? From rejection, from disillusionment, psychological impediment. In the name of Jesus, cover our children. If they may come up, hallelujah, in the right place, in the right timing, with the right people, that they may come up to fruition, to who they are to be, hallelujah, that power that we need, the young power that we need to go forward and push back these old heads in the name of Jesus that are not walking in your truth, that's not walking in your spirit, that's walking in a lie. Bring up this generation, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Bring them up. Glory be to God, to take their rightful place. Thank you, Father, Jehovah Nisi. Thank you that you are our banner. Thank you, Father God, for our intercessors in the name of Jesus. Cover each and every one of them as they go through the fatigue and the battle. Cover the dreamers, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Cover us, Father God, as we're dreaming, hallelujah, as you're showing us things of the world, the worldly things that's happening. Give us the interpretation so that we know how to even pray it through. Just as you had in Daniel when he prayed, when he had dreams, Father God, you let him finish the dream. You let him travel through the dream in the name of Jesus, and you gave him the answers, glory be to God. We need the answers, hallelujah, so we can pray the success and progress for you. We're your vessels, Father God. We're your conduits. Yes, God, we're bonded with you. Cover our children today and cover us all where we are, wherever we are, Father God. Cover us that no weapon formed against us prosper. We ask for your divine coverage today. We renounce right now any attempt the devil tries to put harm on us in any form of weather or earthquake or hurricanes or floods or electrical fires or plane crashes or car crashes, anything that the enemy try to do to cause destruction, to try to destroy this day. We denounce it right now in the name of Jesus. We denounce all destruction. We pray for favor, mercy, and grace, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we reverse the curses the devil tries to put on us, and we commit them to go back to the pits of hell from which they come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise the spiritual covering over our pastor today. In every word that is not meant for his good, fall to the ground. Has no power. Every word meant to deferment his character, fall to the ground. We build the man of God up as you have this powerful man servant. Place the position ready. Cover him today, Father, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Wrap your arms around him and keep him from all hurt and harm, him and his family. Hallelujah. And we place a spiritual covering over our pastor, over his family, over the church, over his personal desire that he has, glory be to God, over the things that try to bring confusion, because we know that you're not the author of confusion, but of love and a sound mind. So cover his mind today, Father. Cover his body, Father. Cover his digestive system. Cover his chest and ease out all the mucus. Cover him today, Father, my God in heaven. Thank you for him. Thank you, Father. Cover all the ministries represented, the fivefold ministries that he has been given the charge to lead. Thank you, Jesus. Represented in the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Cover his transportation, Father. Work a miracle in that area. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for our president on today and all those in authority. Hallelujah. All of those in authority. They be God-fearing today. And recognize right now in the name of Jesus that they are accountable to you, Yahweh, for each decision and act that they make. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your blood. Hallelujah, the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you that we decree and declare that we are part of the army of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. That we will move and march forward, hallelujah, through these times in the direction, under the direction of the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, against the enemy, whether they're human or demonic. We call on your powerful hand, Father God, to lead and guide us. Hallelujah. And lead us in a plain path because of our enemies. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We plead your blood, Father God, over the ministries that you put in our hands, our spiritual gifts. Fundamental. We plead your blood over our capabilities now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and our knowledge of you. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name, we tell Satan right now that you cannot touch us. You cannot tear us down. We are part of the army of the Most High God. And we receive the anointing of God over our heads, our crown, hallelujah, our soles of our feet. Thank you, Jesus. We will not accept these curses. We will not accept these lies, this desperation that's trying to go through the nations, through our neighborhoods. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We come against it. We quench every fiery dart the enemy would use against us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. You are magnificent. You're awesome. You're the all-knowing God. Hallelujah. You take control over the airways, Father. You take control over the galaxies. Yes, the galaxies. You take control now, Father, over the systems. You take control, Father, over the stratospheres. You take control, Father, over the hemispheres. Over the atmospheres, yes, Lord. Over the realms, over the regions, over our domains. You take control, Father God, and you cover us, Father God. Cover us, hallelujah, from every diabolical decision and ruling that the enemy tried to do to tear us down, tear our lives down, our families down, our friends down, our associates down, our business associates. Glory be to God. You close the door, Father God. You, hallelujah, allow us to overrule and disallow and veto every diabolical plan in the name of Jesus. My God, we plead your blood. We pull down every stronghold now, Father. And we cast down every vain imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of you in the name of Jesus. Let our thoughts, Father, in the name of Jesus, let our thoughts now become subject to the lordship of you, my God. Hallelujah. Let our weapons, Father God, this mouth that you've given us to be diabolical, to stop the diabolicalness of the Satan's hands and his imps. Let our mouths become the weapon of warfare. Let it not be carnal, but mighty through you, God, to pull down these strongholds. Hallelujah. Take control over the galaxies and the airways. Let our mouths be that conduit. We come against that double-mindedness and that schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. Let us not be that way so we can be conduits and power. Break and release ourselves from all the curses and divorce ourselves. Separate ourselves from the darkness so that light stay upon us. We need you, Father. There's no intrinsic, no extrinsic weapon formed against us can prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are amazing. Hallelujah. Glory. You're amazing. You're amazing. Yes, you are. You are amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We repent. We repent. We repent. We don't want any setbacks, Father. We want to go forward in the things you blessed us with. So we affect and enforce your original plan and purposes over and against the plans and the purposes of Satan. And these things we pray, Father. And as you've always told me to say, enemy will not eat up our harvest. In Jesus' mighty, matchless, powerful name, people want to bless us wherever we go. We have uncommon favor. Thank you, Jesus. Elohim. I'll deny. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect our homes. Hallelujah. Cover our homes. Hallelujah. Cover us, Father God. Cover us as we get this thing right. You've given us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. Cover us. You've been so good to us. Break and rebuke all the curses of sickness and infirmity that we bring upon ourselves. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. I am released. Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, we, your people, come before your presence one more time, Lord God. First, Lord God, we ask for your forgiveness, O God. Because, Father God, the word said you are as filthy rags, O God. And so, God, we ask for your cleansing on today, O God. And we thank you, God, for doing it for your people, O God. And so, Father God, as I come before you this day, God, we want to lift, Lord God, our nations before you, God. O God, you see those that are in the war zone, O God. Father God, we ask on today, that, Lord Jesus, you protect your people, protect the innocent, O God. Lord God, we know that your will be done. And Father God, we know you send your word, and your word will not return back to your void, oh God. But Father God, we know, oh God, that you love us with an everlasting love, oh God. That's what you said in your word, oh God. And so, Father God, I ask for your guidance and for your protection in this war zone, oh God, especially for the innocent, oh God. And so, God, I just thank you on today for hearing my prayers, for hearing the prayers of your people on today, oh God. And so, Father God, as I come, Lord God, I lift my prophet before you, oh God. You see and you know, God, everything that he's in need of, oh God. Lord God, you see and you know whether they are targets or they are not, oh God. But Father God, I just ask for your shield of protection over him even now. Even now, oh God, and over the people of God. Lord God, I pray on today that you bless every ministerial gift on today, oh God. I pray, oh God, for everyone listening under the sound of my voice, oh God. I pray, God, that you is blessed and keep in a special way unto the day, oh God. Because, God, we are your people, oh God. And so, God, every intercessor, every prayer warrior, Lord God, pray for those who seek you for themselves, oh God. We are so grateful, oh God, when you give us the power and the opportunity, oh God, that we can seek you for ourselves, oh God. We are so grateful, oh God. Lord Jesus, your word said that we should seek you first and all things will be added unto you. And so, God, as we come today, oh God, seeking you first with every fiber of our being, that's how it ought to be, oh God. We seek you, God. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you the praise. God, your word said if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, O God. And so, God, we come to lift your name on high, O God, as because, God, we want to be drawn to you, O God. We want to be sheltered by you, O God. We want to be drawn into your tabernacle, O God, in your secret place, hallelujah. We want to hide you, to hide us, O God, from the snares of the enemy, O God. Because, God, you know that the enemy is rampant, even now, want to destroy your sons and daughters, oh God. And so, God, as we seek you, oh God, we ask for that covering, oh God. Father God, your word said that we have not because we ask not. And so, God, we ask for your covering, oh God. We ask that you would cover us, oh God. We ask God, that you would dispatch angels over the land, oh God, over your people, oh God, to protect us, oh God, from the wiles of the enemy, oh God. We thank you, oh God. And Lord, we put our children before you, our grandchildren before you, oh God. We know, God, that the enemy seeks them like fire, oh God. And so, God, we pray on today, oh God, for that covering over them, oh Jesus, that you would allow them, Lord God, to be aware of their surroundings, oh God. And as I ask all the time, God, that you go into their mindset, oh God. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that you direct their path, oh God. Lord Jesus, in their thought process, oh God, do the thinking, do the doing, oh God. Father God, I just thank you for doing this, oh God, because, God, you can do all things. And we call upon you, God, because you're strong, because you're mighty, and because there's none like you, oh God. And so I give you honor, I glorify you, because you're awesome, you're mighty, you're strong. Oh God, you're the Prince of Peace, you're the Lily of the Valley. Oh God, you are all that. And so, God, I give you glory, and I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus, because, God, you said in your word, oh God, you said in your word in Deuteronomy 20, and I think about the fourth verse, oh God. You said, Lord God, that you will go before us, oh God, and you will fight for us, oh God. You will fight against the enemy, God, to save us, oh God. And that is how much you love us, oh God. And that, Lord God, you said that you love us, oh God, with an everlasting love. God, we appreciate you. I appreciate you, God. Lord, I appreciate you for everything, oh God, that you've done in my life, in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life. Lord, you know when I pray, I have to make it personal because everyone have to give, Lord Jesus, and for their sins, for whatever, Lord Jesus. They have to be thankful for themselves. So when I make it personal, that's because I have to make it personal. And I pray, oh God, that the others, oh God, they will do the same and they will make it personal as well, oh God. And so, God, we come just to lift your name on high. We just come to glorify. We just come to magnify you, oh God. Because the word said that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy that, Lord Jesus, that you bring to our lives, oh God. Because when the enemy comes in, oh God, we know, oh God, that when we seek you, God, there's a light at the end of each tunnel, oh God. And Lord, we are so grateful that we can depend on you. For you are that light, oh God, to shine through those dark places, oh God, through those dark patches of the lives of your sons and daughters, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you said in your word, oh God, and we ask that you saturate every weary soul on this line, oh God, each and every one that is listening, oh God. Lord God, because sometimes we do get weary. We do get weary, Lord God. So we ask on today, oh God, that you saturate every weary soul on today, oh God, and replenish us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you send your word and your heal, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our helper. You are our healer, oh God. You are a strong tower, oh God. A friend when we need a friend, oh God. Oh, God, continue to uphold us right now, oh, God. God, I thank you for your word because you said we are the righteousness of you, oh, God. We thank you on today, oh, God. Turn our captivity on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just bless your name. I just glorify your name. I just honor you, oh, God. Lord, I just thank you. Thank you for the upliftment of my soul, the upliftment of the lives and the soul of your sons and your daughters on today, oh God. We just thank you. Lord, your word says that in everything we should give thanks. So God, I just bless your name. I just thank you, Lord God, for being, oh God, for being the bread of life, oh God. Help us, oh God, to continue, oh God, to feast, oh God, on that bread. Oh God, help us, God, to feast on your word. Because you said that you are the word and your word is you, oh God. So help us, Lord God, that we'll feast on your word and that we'll keep your word hidden in our hearts, oh God. That when the time comes, if there should be a time, Lord Jesus, when we can't even read the Bible or whatever, God, your word will be, oh God, in a safe place, God, in our hearts, in our mind, oh God, unto thee, oh Jesus. And so, saying this, God, we ask that you protect our mindset, oh God. Protect the mindset of your people, oh God. Lord Jesus, protect our mind, oh mind, oh mind, oh mind. Oh God, protect the mind of your people, oh God, in today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, oh God. All upon you, oh God, because you say we should call. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus, because we don't want to get weary in well-doing. We want to reap because, God, you said, we will reap if we faint not, and we don't want to faint on today, oh God. So give us the strength, oh God. I just thank you on today, oh God, because your word said in time of our weakness, your strength is made perfect. Perfect us on today, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just lift, O God, every sick person unto you today, O God. I pray, Jesus, that you go into every hospital, O God, and not just hospital and nursing homes, O God, because there are so many who are not in the hospitals or nursing home or whatever, God, who are sick, O God, whether it be physically, mentally, emotionally, O God. I pray, God, that you will reach in these areas, oh God, and you return, God. You return things in the way that, oh God, that they should be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, I just bless your name. I just honor and I just glorify you, oh God, because you're worthy of all the praise on today, oh God. As we seek you, oh God, we look to you, the hills from whence cometh our help, oh God. Oh God, we know that our help and our help cometh from you, oh God. And so, God, today I just want to say, God, I appreciate you, oh God. We thank you for your word, because you said what you bind on earth, you will bind and bound it up in heaven. And what you loose on earth, you loose it also in heaven. So, God, we bind up every sickness and every disease, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind them up and we loose healing here on earth, oh God. And we know, God, that you loose it there in heaven, oh God. We loose good health over our bodies, oh God. Father God, you see and you know the request of your people, oh God. Some are spoken and some are unspoken, oh God. But Lord, we know, God, that we have a God that we can run to, a refuge on our strength, oh God, that we can rely on, oh God. And so, God, we are so grateful. I am so grateful, God. I'm so grateful when I found you, oh God. But you found me, oh God. I thank you for finding me, oh God. I thank you for having me, oh God, in your corner, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you just don't have my back. You have all of me, oh God. God, I just bless your name. I just honor, I just glorify you, oh God. So, God, help me. Help your people, oh God, to stay on the wall, oh God, never to give up, oh God. Help us, oh Lord God, not to quit. Help us to realize, oh God, that quitting is not an option. For me, it's not an option. Lord, you know that the road is rough because sometimes we go to a rough path in many situations, not just one way, oh God, not just through sickness alone, oh God, but in many directions, oh God, lives turn, oh God, the road that is so long and so winding, oh God. We go through turbulences in our lives, oh God. And so, God, through these long, winding roads, oh God, we know, God, that we can trust you. We know, God, that you have us, oh God. You say you got us, oh God, and we believe you, oh God, that you got us, oh God. I thank you, God, because I know you got me, God. You have me, God. I thank you. I thank you. Lord, I bless your name on today, oh God. Bless the people of God. Help us not to quit on today, oh God. Help us not to give up, oh God. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh God, you promise that you will raise up a standard, oh God. And Lord Jesus, we know that some sickness, oh God, Lord Jesus, you know sickness is not of you. So Lord, those that the enemy has thrown, oh God, on your people, oh God, I pray, God, for a manifestation of your healing. Your healing be manifest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name on today, oh God, because healing is our bread on today, oh God. And whatever we need and want, oh God, you have it. And Father God, we thank you for your word that you said. We should not be afraid of the sudden fear. Now the desolation of the wicked when it cometh, because God, you will not allow our foot to be taken, oh God. And so with that said, oh God, I thank you, God, that you didn't let us fall in the pit, oh God. We thank you, God, we did not fall in the pit, oh God, because God, you undergird us, you have us, oh God. I thank you today, oh God, that Lord Jesus, we are the branches, oh God. We thank you for being the root, oh God. And Lord God, we are stuck in substance. As long as we have the breath, as long as I have the breath in me, oh God, I cling to you, oh God. Oh God, for the substance, oh God. And Lord God, I thank you. And I ask God that, oh God, your water will continue to spring up in me, oh God. Let it spring up in the sons and your daughters, oh God. Let us stop from the well that we will never be thirsty, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for hiding us in your pavilion, oh God. We thank you for making you be our dwelling place, O God, and today, O God. Lord, I bless your name. I thank you. I bless you, O God. O God, I worship you. I worship you in the beauty of holiness. I worship you, God, in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, O God. Let us rest in you, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, I give you honor and I give you glory as we rest in you, O God, and as you continue to strengthen us, O God, as you prepare us ahead, O God, for everything, O God, for even the unexpected, God. O God, we rest in you on today, O God. We thank you, God, that, Lord Jesus, if you said it, then you'll do it. And you're not a man that you would lie. And Lord Jesus, the deep, call it unto deep even now. I thank you, O Jesus. I thank you. And I bless your name. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We lift you up, Father. We just come thanking you, God, simply for who you are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy in each of our lives, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for how you're yet keeping us, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for how you're allowing us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to even come on this line today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. One more time, Father God, because you kept the breath in our lungs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And the blood, oh God, hallelujah, running warm in our veins, Father God. You allowed us to get up this morning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You said, little boy, little girl, get up. You commanded us to arise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And as soon as we put our feet on the floor, the devil had to flee. So we give you praise for life and life more abundantly. And Father God, I just thank you for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. Father God, I thank you, God, for those, oh God, that desire to come on this line today that weren't able to get on just yet, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that are coming on the line, I thank you for them. And I just thank you, God, for you moving by your spirit for each and every one of us in each and every one of our lives in each and every situation and circumstance, Father God, that is before us, Father God, in those circumstances and situations that will come, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you told us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in your word, Father God, hallelujah, what Jesus told his apostles, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even as he was ascending, oh God, glory, hallelujah, into the heavenlies, Father God, to take on the right side of your throne, Father God. He told them, Father God, that in this world there will be trouble, to take heart, because I've already conquered the world. So I thank you, God, that no trouble, oh, God, hallelujah, come, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, on every hand sometimes, Father God, on every side sometimes, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that the battle has already been won, Father God, for us, your people. Now, Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you would allow the, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, your forgiving grace, your forgiving power, oh, God, hallelujah, to move over all of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even as you forgive us for those sins of omission, those sins of commission, those things we've done and said that do not line up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every bit of thinking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those carnal thoughts, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they enter our minds, Father God. I pray right now that you're forgiving us of them, Father God, that you are washing us clean right now, Father God. Soaking us and saturating the very precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that you are allowing the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable in your sight. For, Lord, you are our strength, and you are our redeemer. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that even as we come into you right now, that repent of hearts, Father God, sincere, repent of hearts, Father God, that you are casting our sins behind your back into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them no more, Father God. I thank you for you, oh, God, this, oh, God, making the slate clean, oh, God, moving every bit of, oh, God, hallelujah, interference, oh, God, hallelujah, between you and us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, tearing down every wall and every stronghold, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, making us right with you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, unblocking and stopping, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, every single blessing that has been held up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, causing it to flow freely, oh God, from the heavenly realms into the earthly realms, right into our hands, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I pray right now, oh God, that even as you have forgiven us, Father God, that we will forgive others of their trespasses against us. Oh God, hallelujah, that we will let it go, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that we will stop going back in our minds, Father God, oh God, on what he did, what she did, what they did, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that we will put our minds on you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and forgive. Oh God, forgive. Oh, God, and forget it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and press forward to the mark of the high calling. That is in Christ Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, put our minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, on our purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, God. And those that don't even know their purpose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I pray right now, oh, God, that you drop it into the minds right now, Father God, that you put it on their mind, that you reveal it to them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That you are so worthy, O God, and you are so able, Father God, and you can do all things that fail us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, I'm releasing, oh God, on today as I stand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, in the gap to your people, I'm releasing the faith, oh God, over your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. As we stand in your word in Hebrews 11:1, oh God, and it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. So, Father God, though we may not see it, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, help us to believe, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because we know, Father God, the only way we can receive it, Father God, is if we believe it, oh God. So help our unbelief, Father God, help our unbelief. Oh, God, on the things that you have promised us, oh, God, help our unbelief, oh, God, of who you said that we are, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to believe, oh, God, who you said we are, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us to tap into the power, oh, God, on the inside of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, use it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Step up the gifts right now, Father God, in every person, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on this line, oh God, on every person, Father God, hallelujah, that you have created, Father God, hallelujah, because you created each and every one of us with a divine purpose, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and the hour is getting short, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you told us, Father God, that we must work the work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Time is far spent, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The hourglass, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Is running out, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, help us, oh, God, to get in our positions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to stop worrying about this and worrying about that, Father God. But put our minds on you, Father God. Put our minds on you, oh, God. Lock our intellect, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, on you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. For what you're doing right now, Father God, for how you're shifting mindset right now, Father God, for how you're causing the divine mind transplant to take place right now over your people, Father God, over each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. And Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, and I release your love, Father God, over the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Help us, Father God, on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to be mindful of your word in 1 Corinthians 15:14. And you told us, Father God, to let all that we do be done in love. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You said, oh God, that we know that you are love for the God. Glory, hallelujah. And if we don't love one another for the God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we cannot enter in, oh God, to your kingdom for the God. So we just want to bless you for the God. We want to thank you for love and love. Oh God, hallelujah, being released over this line for the God. Help us to walk in love for the God, to those, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that despitefully use us, speak all kind of evil about us, Father God. Tell all kind of lies on us, Father God. Help us to love them anyway, Father God. Help us to love, Father God, glory, hallelujah, exactly how, oh God, Jesus loved the church, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give us compassion, Father God, for one another, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Give us an understanding, Father God, glory, hallelujah, of what people are dealing with, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and exactly where they're at, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, and help us to pray, oh God, and love on them, Father God, like never before in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, because I can't imagine, Father God, glory, hallelujah, watching one of my siblings, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in Christ, oh God, even my natural siblings, oh God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, go down to the abyss, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, we know that your desire, Father God, is for each and every one of us to make it. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. I praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. And it's not your desire that none should perish. Oh, God, to help us, Father God, to pull one another up, Father God, in this hour, Father God, and not tear one another down. Let love, 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 oh, God, abide and rule, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in us and through us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are worthy, oh God, and you are able. And Father God, hallelujah, let us be kind, Father God, glory, hallelujah, to one another, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Let us esteem each and every one of us, oh God, more highly, oh God, than we esteem ourselves, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. For you are worthy, oh God, and you are able to do it, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, help us, oh God, hallelujah, to, oh God, hallelujah. Even with a smile for the God, glory, hallelujah. Even with an embrace for the God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to show kindness for the God. You told us in Proverbs 11 and 17, Father God, glory, hallelujah. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself for the God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We've been hurt for the God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we've been abused, oh, God. Oh, God, too long for the God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so don't allow us, oh, God, hallelujah, to hurt ourselves any longer, Father God. That kindness, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, rule and reign in us, Father God, glory to your name. And we just want to bless you, God, and we want to thank you. And, Father God, I stand and release your peace over your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, let our minds be stayed on you, Father God. Let your peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that surpasses all manners of understanding, Father God, glory, hallelujah, be our portion, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you told us in your word, Father God, in Isaiah 26 and 3, that if we keep our minds stayed on you, you would keep us in perfect peace, oh, God, because we trust you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, because when we trust you, Father God, we can walk in your peace, Father God. We can rest in your peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Nothing going on around us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, will affect us, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so I thank you, God, for peace, flowing like a never-ending river upon your people, Father God. Oh, peace, be still, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Peace, be still, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Peace, be still. Oh, God, in the homes of your people, in the hearts of your people, Father God, in the jobs of your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, in the bodies of your people, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, let your peace be still now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, let your peace, oh, God, cover our nation, Father God, let your peace, Father God, glory, hallelujah, cover right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, all 50 states, oh God, in 7 continents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even the third world countries, Father God, let your peace, oh God, rest, oh God, rule and abide, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in our governmental system, Father God, let your peace reign, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, over in Israel, over in Jerusalem, let your peace rest right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, hallelujah, peace in the families, oh God, glory, hallelujah, peace in the marriages, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, peace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Peace among the brethren, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. No bickering and no arguing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everyone walking on one accord. Everyone standing on one accord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. For you are the worthy one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, I stand and release your hope over the people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't allow our hope to be deferred in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Put us in remembrance of your word, Father God, in Isaiah 40 and 31. And it tells us, the day who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and never faint. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for your strength and hope, Father God. Don't allow us to faint in this hour, Father God. Don't allow us to give up and throw in the towel, Father God. Help us to keep standing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Flat-footed, unmovable, and unshakable. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Continue to abound, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you. And, Father God, we stand, oh, God, and release victory. Victory, 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 victory. Over your people, even as the shofar was sounded, Father God. We decree and declare the victory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in every area of our lives, Father God. And we're standing on your word in 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, God, for the victory. Victory, Father God, no matter what we're dealing with on today, Father God, in the business matters, victory. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. In the operating room, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Victory, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the procedure room today, victory. In the courtroom, victory, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you for you doing it right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, over every opposing force, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, every trick and every trap and every plan and every ploy and every plot of the enemy, victory, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, victory, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah. Let us, oh, God, decree and declare that victory belongs to us, oh, God. Let us decree and declare every person, victory is mine, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah. Let us tell Satan to get under our feet, oh, God, because victory today is ours, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you. I praise you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now. And, Father God, we just lifting up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, students, Father God, children, oh, God, succulents, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, babies in utero, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, students in high schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah, students in preschools, in kindergarten, Father God, students, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, in the universities, oh, God, hallelujah, in the colleges, Father God, in the middle schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, we thank you, God, for you just covering them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're covering them, Father God, in the play yard, Father God, you're covering them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, in the classroom, Father God, you're covering them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, even on the buses, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, to take them to the schools, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that all that destruction is laying waste at noonday will not affect any of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that even on the roadways, Father God, the cars, oh, God, hallelujah, we binding up that destruction right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We binding up, oh, God, the destruction in the airways, oh, God. We binding, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, the destruction, oh, God, even in all transportation, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, the buses and the trains, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, we bind up the derailments, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up accidents seen and unseen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, I thank you for the angels, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that are moving right now, Father God. Moving your people out of harm's way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even as they're driving the cars, Father God. Right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I thank you, God, for them. The people, oh, God, hallelujah, they just missed that accident, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because the angel moved the car. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for you doing it right now. Oh, God, every bit of sabotage, oh, God, Lord, hallelujah, is being canceled right now. Every snare is being canceled against your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, oh, God, hallelujah. Every incantation is being canceled right now. Every bit of witchcraft is being canceled right now, oh, God. The soothsayers are being silenced right now. The chanters are being silenced right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're overthrowing the work, oh, God, of the medicine man. Oh, God, hallelujah, the root doctor, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. You're overthrowing the work, oh, God, of the witch and the warlock and the wizard right now, for the God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, every spell is being broken. Oh, God, every curse is being broken and destroyed with the breaker's anointing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, for you freeing your people right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for liberty, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for you loosing the shackles off of them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, God, for that heap and the chains that just fell off your people right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the fetters are loose off of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for freedom, 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 and liberty. Oh, God, because in the Son sets free, it's free indeed. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that trouble, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is moving out of the way of your people, Father God. Oh, God, because we know trouble don't last always. And we know, oh, God, that you are that present help in the time of trouble, Father God, according to your word in Psalms 46 and 1. So I thank you, God, that you're moving, oh, God, all catastrophes, Father God. You're moving trauma, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. You're moving oppression and depression right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. You're moving rejection, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. You're dealing with the matters of our heart right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You're chiseling away that stony heart, giving us a heart of flesh right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. We binding up fear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, it's not, oh, God, hallelujah, it's not what you called us to operate in. We bind enough to anxiety, Father God. We send it back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind enough to schizophrenia and the paranoia, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bind enough, oh, God, dissociative disorder, that split personality, Father God. The true man and the true self is emerging right now, having an awareness of exactly who you created them to be, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that the bipolar disorder, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Do it, do it, do it right now for your people. Let your healing balm be released right now. Every hallucination, oh God, every delusion, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, being canceled right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that the voice of Satan is being silenced right now. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, he can no longer speak to your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we hear your voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, loud and audibly, because you said your sheep know your voice, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we give you the praise and we give you the glory, hallelujah, for you speaking right now. Oh, God, into our ears, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you know, God. Glory, hallelujah. Telling us which way to go, Father God. Telling us what to do and not to do, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And even as you speak to us, Father God, let us walk in obedience, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You said obedience is better than sacrifice. You told us if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all things will be added unto us, oh God. Let us wear holiness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, as a garment, Father God. Let us wear holiness and righteousness as a necklace, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, place our feet on the narrow path, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for you doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us be holy, oh, God, because you said be holy because you're holy, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every impure action, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Every impure deed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every impure thought, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, blot it out right now, Father God. Cancel it and cast it into the fiery sea. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that bitterness and that anger, oh, God, that malice, Father God. Oh, God, cause it to run to the fire right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Hallelujah. All evil, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, lift it up off your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Jealousy and, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Envy, Father God. Cause it to run to the abyss right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God. We cancel murder, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We send it back to the pit of hell. We drive back that spirit of death right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, get it away from us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, get it away from our loved ones, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, even the one in the hospital, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We command that spirit of death to stop hovering over them, Father God. And we speak light and life more abundantly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, over your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you. And, Father God, look on those, oh, God, that are sick, touch their bodies right now. Let your healing virtue flow right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let every infirmity, Father God, be cast into the fire. We see, oh, God, along with that spirit of infirmity, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, those dealing with the cancer, Father God, let that cancer dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Every cancer cell, we command it, oh, God, to burn right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God. We give you praise, oh, God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, move over the heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the palpitations, oh, God, the chest pains, oh, God, the heart attacks, the strokes, oh, God. We bind them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, move through the arteries, oh, God, those unclogged arteries, Father God. Those clogged arteries, unclog them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, that you are worthy, oh, God, that you are able, Father God, to do it, do it, do it. Right now for your people, oh, God, and we just praise you, and we bless you, Father God, hallelujah, for healing even the respiratory system, Father God, those lungs, lay your nail-scarred hand upon the lungs, Father God, glory, hallelujah, breathe on your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because as you breathe on each and every one of them, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we shall breathe, oh, God, I see easy breathing, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel pneumonia, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We cancel the bronchitis right now. We cancel the asthma, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we send it back to the dry place, even in emphysema, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah, for you are the worthy one. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Oh, God, we cancel them pacemakers, oh, God, today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, because the heart is beating, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, exactly how you designed it to be. Oh, God, we cancel them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Everything is not like you, that congestive heart failure, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We cancel them, oh, God, issues with our kidneys, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bind up the dialysis, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let those kidneys flow how you designed them to flow. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, restore, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those with the kidney disease, Father God, restore it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, restore that liver, Father God. Do it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that severed liver, Father God, repair it right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for what you're doing right now, we're binding up the colds and the fleas, the coronaviruses. Oh, God, hallelujah, do it now for your people, Father God. Hallelujah. Just let your healing virtue flow right now, Father God. Oh, God, over that spine, Father God, over that nervous system, over the muscular system. Oh, God, over the circulatory system. Do it right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Let your healing virtue flow, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Let the balm, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, take care of every one of our diseases, every one of our disorders, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, every malfunction and dysfunction in the body right now. And we bless you, God, and we thank you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And Father God, we lifting up the homeless and the hungry today, Father God. Move over them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give them a place to live, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those that desire a place to live, those that need a place to live, take them from off the street, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Give them a place to call their own, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, feed the hungry, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Use your servants, Father God, in the four corners of the earth, oh, God, to pay it forward, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to bless the one in the grocery store with groceries, Father God, to take over a covered dish, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to someone that's struggling, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and that needs food to feed their children and feed their family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, let the compassion of Christ, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, flow over us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I praise you, God. I bless you.
But you are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised, O God. Hallelujah. And we just give you the glory. We give you the honor, O God. And we bind it up for the God. Everything that's not like you on today, every high and haughty thing that is out of sight against your knowledge today for the God. Glory, hallelujah. O God, hallelujah. O God, hallelujah. We cancel it right now. O God, every haughty spirit for the God. O God, take it down for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as we release the humility over your people today for the God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God. For you are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. And look on those that are being abused for the God. Mentally for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Physically for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Sexually for the God. Glory, hallelujah. O God, hallelujah. O God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. O God, even spiritually for the God. Glory to your name for the God. Hallelujah. O God, we bind up the domestic violence. O God, glory, hallelujah. O God, we thank you, God, that you've given, O God, those that are suffering from the domestic violence, a way of escape for the God. Glory, hallelujah. O God, a way to escape from their, O God, hallelujah, their abuses for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Your, O God, hallelujah, safety for the God. Let it be their portion for the God, even as you're covering them for the God. Glory, hallelujah, with your shield of love and safety for the God and protection right now for the God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, cover those children for the God. O God, hallelujah, to have this, have had to experience that domestic violence, that domestic abuse for the God. Glory, hallelujah. And even those children for the God. Glory, hallelujah. O God, that are in foster care for the God. Glory, hallelujah. O God, that have been abused for the God, that are in their homes with their regular, with their own parents for the God, being abused for the God. Cover them now for the God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I pray a prayer for the parents today. All of the parents for the God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would strengthen them for the God. Glory, hallelujah, that you would rise up right now for the God of Jehovah Jireh and provide for the God for them, oh God, so that they're able to provide for each and every one of us. They're able to provide for our own children and our grands for the God. Glory, hallelujah, and our families for the God. Glory to your name for the God. All of the caregivers for the God. Move over the caregivers for the God. Glory, hallelujah. Move over the grandparents for the God that are raising, oh God, these children for the God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, help each and every one of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, to raise them in the household of faith. Tell them all about you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, let God be still in our homes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, let us not forsake you, Father God. Let us not, oh God, remove you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. From our lives, our hearts, Father God. Our minds, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And move over your churches, Father God. Move over the sanctuary, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We erase Ichabod off of the sanctuary, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and let your presence take residence, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you. I just give you praise and I give you glory. We give it to you together, Father God. And we stand there as one, Father God. We stand united, Father God, unified, even as you're unifying us. Oh God, even as we're plowing the vineyard together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, Father God, that every bit of backlash and retaliation because of these prayers and petitions that have gone up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, is being blotted out right now. And we pray, Father God, for our leader. Move by your spirit from strengthening, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touching you his body. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Bless his food and his water. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, pour down fresh wisdom from on high right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Increase his wisdom, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Increase the anointing. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover his family. Oh God, glory to your name, Father God. Cover him as he goes, come and he go, Father God. In the airways and on the roadways, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God, for him. And we thank you for all the leaders connected to this line, Father God. All the leaders, oh God, all over the world. Oh God, keep them covered in this hour, Father God. Keep them, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Standing flat footed, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And give us all the due right spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Let us all obey you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and not let go of your hand. And we just thank you and we love you. And we thank you that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered, you've already obeyed us. You've already answered, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even as we're obeying you, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Every petition, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, is it within your hearing, Father God, and none shall fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now for the power of prayer. We thank you for the accord for what you said in the spirit realm concerning prayer, God, and positioning the intercessors in the prayer warriors, God. We thank you for the momentum and the movement in the land. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And now, God, we decree and declare that every intercessor and prayer warrior that came forth, God, you will replenish them, you renew them. You reestablished them. You refilled them now in the name of Jesus. Now that we bind up the strong man that will try to come and attack the word, God, in our atmosphere, God, we decree and declare we take jurisdictional right and authority over the spirit realm concerning the prayers and the word that's been spoken. Because you said in your word, in the book of Isaiah 55 and 11, your word goeth forth out of your mouth. And it would not return unto you, Lord, but it would accomplish that which is pleased, and it would prosper in the thing that to you sent it. Father, we thank you for the majestic word that's been sent today. We thank you for the glory of the word that's been released. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor for this assignment in this season and this hour, for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for other nations and other communities and other cities, God, around the world that are coming into collaboration and standing on the word of God concerning the Middle East, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for every person that operates in the ministry of reconciliation. Father, we thank you for it right now, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord. Let nothing come nigh the sound and the frequency of our intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever that's been distracting them right now, we go in and we send the word to overrule every diabolical spirit in the spirit realm, God. In Jesus' name, and now by the power of God and by the authority of God and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, and it is so. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord today for each and every one of you all today, and we honor the Lord for all that the Lord is doing and the things that he's bringing to pass for many of you on today. We honor the Lord for his majestic hand being upon you and the mighty things that he's revealing in this season of our life, in this dispensation of our life. And I bless the Lord for each and every one of you all once again. And we're thanking God for this time of prayer, this time of intercession. And for many of us who are standing in the gap and praying and believing God for the move of the land, it's already done. It's already done. Things are already set in motion. It's already done. And it's already in the manifestation of it that God has for you. This dispensation that God has put in place. And no one can change what God has spoken concerning our lives, concerning our purpose, and concerning the mandate for many of his people in this season. So we just thank God for you and you being in your post, in your position, as the Lord is moving over those areas for you and in those things for your life on today. We give him praise, and we give him glory, and we give him honor for all that he's doing right now. For many of us, I'm celebrating the mighty hand of the Lord, and I'm giving him praise for what he's doing on today. As the Lord continued to use us to reveal the global issues that are going on, and the world issues that are going on, we're getting a clear understanding of all of the traps that the enemy is plotting and scheming to do. So saints of God, continue to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, because he's revealing many things to us and for us right now that we may not be fooled by the scheme of the enemy and the trap of the enemy. I'm telling you, there's many things that he's been revealing to me in this season. And as he's been revealing those things to me, the only thing he can do is really distract us. He can throw distractions in our way to distract us, and we fall for the distraction. We'll miss being able to release the word of God or the oil that's on our life concerning things that are going on right now in this season that we're in. We have to celebrate the greatness of God for his people and the mighty things that he's doing in this dispensation and time. As I tell people, we are in one of the greatest times of our lives in this civilizational covenant, but one of the most wickedest and diabolical times in this hour. There's nothing new under the sun. So as we deal with the wickedness, we deal with more wickeder people that are in that dispensation. And we have to understand how this diabolical system is set up based upon the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in the land. That's why the enemy plays both sides. And he plays both sides strategically to cause confusion for the men and women of God. So I bless the Lord for you all on today. We thank God for you all. We're going to take a quick commercial and we'll be
It's right that back. Time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or go. Don't go at all.
Family Values Conference 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Amen. All right. Well, we bless you, the Lord, once again for the saints of God and blessing those that are joining us again We honor the Lord for each and every one of you all on today. Surely, we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he's doing through this conference land, blog talk side, and the different events that we're housing around the world. All right, so we're looking forward to seeing many of you for our Family Value Conference. That's October 27th, 28th, and 29th. Kind of govern yourself accordingly. We're going to have a great, powerful kingdom leader that will be sharing the word of the Lord God, and we honor all of those great kingdom leaders that are connected with us already and excited about what God is doing in you and through you, and those who will not be able to make it. We certainly thank God for the mighty hand of God on you all, for you all standing with us, bringing God forth. We appreciate you all as well, too. You. All right, we're preparing to head up to the southern part of Illinois. We'll be with Mother Thelma Sidney this week. We'll be joining her for the awesome conference, Back to the Cross Ministry, 12th Year Women of the Cross Annual Conference. The theme is backed by popular demand. And so we're looking forward to being with Mother Sidney. Thursday night is Praise and Worship Encounter. It's going to be a powerful time. And then Friday night, yours truly will be in the house and in the building ministering a right now word from the Lord for the people of God. And then Saturday morning, we have Evangelist Lee from Marion, Illinois. She'll be there. Everything's going to be at River of Light Evangelistic Center, 518 North 12th Street in East St. Louis. Senior pastor is Elder and his First Lady, Deborah Gunner. We're looking forward to being with them. If you haven't registered, you can do that. We're looking forward to a powerful time with Mother Thelma Sidney and the awesome men and women of God of River Life Evangelistic Center, and you being in the building. So it's going to be a great time in the Lord, and I'm looking to be in a powerful atmosphere of men and women of God and enjoying the fellowship of what the Lord is doing and what the Lord is allowing us to be connected to in this season, our in dispensation. We're going to be then heading back up here for our Family Value Conference and the birthday celebration, as well as being with our good friend for her third year celebration of ministry, brunch and prayer service. Looking forward to being there with the great woman of God. She is a great kingdom leader and a powerful vessel for the body of Christ. So we're looking at being with Yvonne Perkins, Intercessor Perkins. It's going to be a great time in the Lord. Guest speaker, prayer, praise, dance, and more. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and excited about being part of it and believing God that he's going to continue to give us the strength and the health and the fortitude to continue to create a wave of his glory in the land and for the lives of so many people. So looking forward to that. And we'll be preparing for November 11th. We'll be heading to north suburbs. We'll be heading up there for another awesome conference, Women Empowerment Conference, November 11th. We'll be there in the building, in the place, Mount Zion Apostolic Church. We'll be there with them for the Women Empowerment Conference. That's registration to be 9 a.m. Great speakers, and I will be ministering the prophetic part of it. Broken, but still have my praise. So we're looking forward to these great services that will be in this region. We want you to be part of it and love to see you in the place and in the building. For more information, you can call 516-738-8369. All right, intercessors and prayer warriors, if any of our intercessors have a prophetic word, word of knowledge that the Lord may have given you to release to the people of God in this atmosphere. We want to give you that opportunity to do that. And we're thanking God for all those that are connected to his presence. If the Lord gave you all interpretation of tongues or word of knowledge or word of wisdom at this time, we want to give you all that opportunity. Hit star 6 on your phone, and you can come in and release what God has given you for the people of God, if the Lord gives you anything.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor, God bless you. Each and every person on the line. I just wanted to share yesterday at about like 2:28, I heard the word national disaster. Then I heard it again at 3:28. Then I began to hear all these alarms and sirens and bells going off. And it was like, and I began to see like people running all over the place, and it was like screaming in, it was chaos. And in the background, I heard the shofar blowing really, really loud, like a loud horn. It sounded like the shofar. But God said to tell the people to get right. Get right. Get right. He said, tell the people, get right. He said, trust in my divine plan and purpose for your life. He said, step into the blueprints I created and predestined for your life. He said, get right. He said, stop. Flipping the script, stop shifting the original blueprints that I designed for your life. Step in them and get right. Amen, and God bless you. Love you all.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And to God, we have to take heed to the word of God and the warning from the Lord. Amen. Receive the word that God has for us to be in place and be right. So they aren't right to get right in the Lord. Thanking God for being for what the Lord has released. Anyone else? All righty. Thanking God for you and you on today, and all of those who have been with us. We bless the Lord on this powerful day in the Lord, and season that the Lord has us in for our life purpose and our destiny. And continue to take God at his word. You're taking him at his word. You're taking him at his purpose that he has for us. 10 years ago today, we were in the midst of a challenging time. Administrator Victor Bryant's son, we got news of what happened to her son. Fellow saints of God, it shook up all of us, shook up the whole city, region, and many people. But the intercessors went into prayer, and we began to seek the face of the Lord. And now we're seeing the greatest miracle, sign, wonder, and turnaround that God has did for this awesome man of God, J.R. Booker. So thanking God for today, thanking God for his life. God brought him back. A percentage of his brain left in the car. Now we're watching the full level of this man walking around who wasn't walking around. But now he is walking, moving, breathing, and telling the story of how God had brought him out of where he was at. So we're just thanking God for all of the mighty things that the Lord has done and the Lord has brought to pass in his life and for his life on today. Thank God for it, honor the Lord for him, and excited about the victory, excited about the phenomenal presence of God for him and what he's doing. So I'm thanking God for letting him on today, doing what he has done for J.I. All right. If you've been blessed by the prayer, you've been touched by the prophetic prayer today, we want you to continue to stay connected with us and partner with us. Partner with us as we share and minister in the word of the Lord God. But before I do that, did anyone else want to release a word that the Lord gave him from the Restoration Destiny Center or one of the other kingdom leaders that wanted to release something that the Lord gave them for the people of God? I want to make sure I don't forget anyone.
Hi, good evening.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening.
This is Toya. I do have a word, and I love hearing the testimony of a minister, Dr. Bryant's son. God never will ever cease to amaze us. I love hearing that testimony. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
God gave me a word on order. He's calling the church to order. Because of the disorder upon the land, it's so much, you know, the disorder that's on the land, even in the, you know, the tops, the leaders that lead the world. It's a lot of disorder and chaotic things that's happening. But this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord speak when I was seeing this number 11 so much, and I was asked the Father, I said, why am I seeing this? And I heard the word order. And so he began to speak and said, as I order the steps of my people, I will always order the right in right direction. Where my people go, I'll go also. Your steps will be ordered because I planned them. Disorder steps is planned by self. That's where the disorder come in. He says, I'm calling my people to order. In this next dispensation, that's the word I heard, order must be in the equation. As you seek first the kingdom of God, for I am the God of order. When order happens, then unity can take place. And where order, there's unison. There my people will be in union because the Son of God is center of the heart of the people. There it will be a togetherness, a one accord. And this word he was saying is for the whole body of Christ. You know, it's for the whole body, not just singling anyone out, for the whole body. It's in a disorder. They're out of order. He said, many mouths speak this unity, but the heart is elsewhere. The elsewhere will show easily because falsehood has risen. And falsehood has no place with a child of God. Remove the ungodly jesters and come in order. Come into unison with the Lord, then you will be able to come together. This is me speaking right here. This is what I was hearing, God, but this is what the word that I got from that is, come in unison with the Lord, then you will be able to come together with each other, with those that we say we love. We say we love them, but our actions speak differently. And with this order, the Lord become the center of the heart of people. With the unity and in his love, God becomes the center, and we know how to honor and respect the leader we say we love. That's part of order as well. And there's a saying in the world that says that they say you are what you eat. So we fill our mouths with the word of God. We shall become that, what's in the word. And that's what he said. He did give me the scriptures of 1 John 3:10 as well. And then if you will, you can read Jeremiah 11 when he said, remember the covenant. That was the word of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, for your obedience to share. And he sent it enough to release what God has. The power of order, out of the power of the Lord will being done for the people. Many of us have to be in order in the season. Amen. We're watching the world full of chaos all around us, around the world, chaotic things going on in nations and countries. and even in our political scene on the main floor of the United States Congress, and things out of place and out of order. So we thank God and thank you, prophetess, both prophetess of the Lord, releasing that to us and unto them. Amen. Thank you, God, for being sensitive in that area on today. Thank you for your obedience. All right, anyone else today? All right, well, we bless the Lord and give God praise, glory, and honor on today. People of God, continue to stay in that position in the kingdom of God. Maintain the integrity that God has given you. Walk in the vision for which he gave you and not in diversion of his plan. And stay strong in the kingdom of God. If you desire to be a blessing to this ministry and you want to sow a seed into the work that we are doing, you can do that via Money Sign. That's Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. Cash App Money Sign, RFPIM. If you want to do it via Zelle, go to Zelle at We Restore You. That's the letter U in the alphabet. Zelle at We Restore You at yahoo.com. That's We Restore You, the letter U at yahoo.com, and be a blessing. You can also do it via PayPal, PayPal at Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. That's Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. All right, say to God, we bless in the Lord for all of the kingdom leaders, to our good, one of our great sons in the kingdom, Apostle Maurice Simmons, and the great work that God is doing for him and the ministry, Restoration Truth Ministries in Newport News, Virginia. Bless you, man of God, and the wonderful kingdom leader and wife, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. We bless the Lord for her as well. And all of the great masterpiece of Destiny Center, San Antonio, and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. So we bless God for you all. We love you all tremendously. And we thank God for Lorraine Matthews Ministries, Montgomery, Alabama. Excited about what the Lord is doing, people of God. May the Lord continue to keep you as our prayer. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Dr. Lorraine Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Lorraine Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Lorraine Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. Lorraine Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available times. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you. It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. Lorraine Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference
2023.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton. Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Get ready to celebrate with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th at 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again, we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.
Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run, oh, I wanna run over.
It's that time again. It's time for the Family Values Conference 2023.
The Family Values Conference 2023.
And the birthday celebration for Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Happy birthday, sir.
It happens October 27th through 29th. Live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic and Transactional Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois.
The conference and the birthday celebration all in one.
The theme,
go big or don't go at all.
Family Values Conference 23.
It kicks off Friday night, October 27th. At 7 p.m. with Bishop Kenneth Franklin. Saturday morning, October 28th at 10 a.m. with Dr. Curtis Bozeman. Saturday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Get ready for Bishop James Bolton.
Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Get ready to celebrate with Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews.
And again we say, come and be anointed. Come and be moved.
Registration for this conference is free. All are welcome to attend. For more information, call 877-912-2027. Call and register now. We want to see you there.